You're listening to the Become Stronger podcast. In this episode, I'm going to talk about what to focus on if you want to lose weight fast. No, this is not another rapid fat loss challenge. This is a completely different approach that you most likely have never even thought about before. Keep listening. All right. Welcome to a new episode of the Become Stronger podcast. My name is Manuel and I am very happy that you're here. Today, I want to talk about a very important topic, and it's going to be about what to focus on if you want to lose weight fast, if you want fast results on your fitness journey. And this is something that I hear a lot. People are getting discouraged by their thought on getting started. The new year is approaching. A lot of people are putting thought into what they will change in a new year. And some of the most popular resolutions are changes within their health, improving their fitness. And a lot of people, however, get discouraged if they really look back on how they have been living, on their current state, especially if they haven't really taken care of their fitness for some time, if they've lived rather sedentarily, and they get discouraged because they think, okay, it's really going to take a long time to reach the goal, whatever it might be for you. And this is something which is a very destructive perspective, and I'm going to show you an alternative to looking at it this way in this episode. Because what usually happens if you work from this perspective is that you crave those quick results. Okay, you want to get rid of those 20, 30 pounds as quickly as possible. And for many people, they jump straight into those radical transformation challenges, how to get rid of 30 pounds in a month. And the problem with those is they might look great on Instagram. Okay, so fair enough. If you see those transformation pictures and you're like, damn, this happened in 8 weeks, really? It might look great. And I totally get that you think it's a good idea to do that. And the problem is those results are very, very rarely sustainable. And I personally think there's not really much value in making a radical change like that if you revert right back to where you started a couple months ago. Okay, so the people I work with, they really obtain sustainable, permanent results. This is what I believe in. If you see this differently, that's perfectly fine too. But I really think it's important to make those transformations, make those changes in a way that it's really sustainable. I personally, again, don't believe there's too much value in it otherwise. And to really show you how problematic this can be, there's been a study done with participants of the TV show The Biggest Loser. So it's basically a follow-up study. And what they did is they followed up on people who participated in that show. It was with 14 different participants. And what they've seen is that all of them regained the weight they've lost in the show over their time after that. Okay, so let that sink in. All of them regained their initial weight. And the average weight they've lost in participating in the show was 58 kilograms, if I got the numbers correctly, which is pretty insane. Okay, so that's about 125 pounds, which is a lot. Okay, it's really a lot, especially if you think that the time frame of this show is very, very short. I think it's like 10 weeks or something like that. And those kind of transformations, well, this study shows that it's really, really problematic because they regain their weight. And there's a lot of different reasons why this happens. I'm going to talk about two in particular. And the first one is solely relying on external motivation. This is something that doesn't work. And the show really, really proves it because in this show, people compete for prize money. So that's what The Biggest Loser is about, right? They compete about a prize money and who loses the most weight. they have those trainers who chase them like drill sergeants. Of course, they're going to make something happen, and it's also on TV. So there's a ton of external motivation. There's probably the biggest amount of external motivation you can have. But what happens is that as soon as those people don't have this anymore, things are going to start to change. And I'm not going too deep in this episode, but external motivation is something that might get you going. Okay. It's something that really inspires you to change. But it's not the thing that will really get you to the finish line. It's not something that will get you permanent results. What you need for those kinds of results is internal motivation, which is basically a matter of your own values. Why is it important for you to reach those goals? Because if this is something that is very clear to you, you don't have to think whether you're going to take the actions that are needed to get towards your goal. And it's going to be so much easier for you to establish the necessary habits to get you there, which is also the second point that I want to address. And that's habits. Okay, so don't worry, this isn't going to be another habit episode here, but the reality is that permanent results are created by habits. Okay, so your habits are going to determine where you will get in the long run. I personally really like to use the analogy that your goal is like a destination on the map, and the habit is basically the vehicle. So if you want to get, for example, from Vienna to New York, you need a plane. You can't get there with a bus. Okay, so and the same is pretty much for your goal. If you want to reach a certain goal, you need certain habits to get there. And building habits takes time. And there's a lot of different studies, a lot of different research done on how long it takes. Part of it really has to do with your internal motivation, how important it is for you to make these changes happen. That's one major factor, but usually it's from anywhere from 21 to 70, 90 days. That's usually the time frame that's given for those changes in habits. And the thing with habits is that they require consistency, and consistency is extremely hard if you make radical change. So now we got we basically got covered why those radical transformations are not necessarily the best way to go if you want sustainable change. And if you're listening to this podcast, I'm pretty sure that this is really what you want, and that you want sustainable change. So the question is, well, what am I gonna do? What I'm gonna do? I'm afraid it's going to take a long time to make this happen. And the answer to that is counterintuitive. And it's something you've probably haven't thought about it, but it's actually doing what makes you feel good. And this might sound completely ridiculous, so let me explain a bit. When I talk about feeling good, when I talk about enjoyment in regards to food, to your habits, some people think, well, I do enjoy eating pizza, I do enjoy drinking Coke and all of that kind of stuff, but this is not gonna get me to my goals, and you're right with that. However, if you're truly honest, and that's the big caveat here, okay, you need to be very honest towards yourself, with yourself for this approach to work, and this can be pretty challenging. And that's not because you are a person that is very dishonest. It's just because it's so easy to really be deceptive towards ourselves. Okay, because the thing is, if you let's take those examples from before. If you drink Coke, if you eat pizza a lot, you might feel good short term. Okay, so there's no doubt about it. While you eat it for a couple minutes afterwards, you're feeling good. But what happens afterwards? You probably start to get feeling tired. If you're eating the pizza late at night, you'll probably start feeling weird when you're in bed. It's going to be more challenging for you to fall asleep because you're eating a lot of salt. The next day, you might not feel as well rested. And if you do this over a larger period of time, you will start to feel more tired. You will have less energy. And you simply won't be feeling good. Okay, so when I'm talking about feeling good, when I'm talking about enjoyment, I talk about long-term, real enjoyment, not just a short-term spike in mood, because I personally think that this is not that valuable either. Okay, sure, have it here and there. Again, I'm not someone who tells you that you need to cut this food out and you're never allowed to touch a piece of pizza ever again in your life. I don't think that this is a healthy approach either. I think there needs to be some sort of balance. I personally like to use the 80-20 rule in regards to that every 2 meals out of 10, basically do whatever you want. In regards to your goals, this can be a very good approach, or maybe you need to be a little more choiceful in regards to that. But again, I think it's very important to also not tap into this trap that you are starting to obsess over everything. Okay, I think that's a important part of healthy eating habits. And again, we want the sustainability. Okay, I want you to be able to obtain those results permanently, not just for a limited amount of time. And if it goes to this extreme that we lose the enjoyment again, that's not good either. Okay, so when I talk about enjoyment, when I talk about feeling good, I talk about things that make you feel good in the long run. And usually, and here is the here's like the mind-blowing part of it, which is pretty obvious actually if you think about it. But those are the exact habits that will make you feel good. Or the exact habits that will make you feel good will also help you to drop body weight, drop body fat. Okay. And if you really think about it, the habits that make you feel good, if you're working out, if you're being active, you will feel better compared to if you live very sedentarily. If you eat healthy, if you need nutritious foods, you will feel better than compared to just eating bread and cereals that are colorful for breakfast and pizza and soft drinks and all those kinds of stuff. If you are drinking water, if you're staying hydrated, you will feel better. And also, of course, if you take care of your sleep, if you're having a good sleeping routine, if you are able to access quality sleep, this is also going to be a huge game changer for how you feel compared if you are in this rather deprived state. And quality sleep is associated with all kinds of benefits in regards to weight loss, optimizing your fitness, optimizing your body composition. I'm not going into detail in this episode, but even your sensitivity towards insulin is affected through your sleep. There's research that shows that. And if you're having those crazy insulin spikes because you're again eating those kinds of foods, and then you have this worsening insulin sensitivity, you will again have more of those energy crashes throughout the day. And again, this is not really contributing to your well-being, and you also have a lot more food cravings, which again is a sure way to sabotage your diet. So to really sum this whole concept up, focusing on feeling good is also going to allow you to reach your fitness goals. And the good thing here is that your focus shifts from needing to do this transformation fast, from obsessing over getting these results as quickly as possible. You shift from here to really focusing on feeling good. And that's the reason why you want to change your fitness anyway, right? you don't necessarily want to work on your fitness because you see a different number in the scale. You want to work on your fitness because on how seeing this different number in the scale is going to make you feel and how it's going to affect your overall level of energy, your overall mood, your overall well-being, emotionally, physically, mentally, if you are making those changes within your fitness. So you're basically focusing on that, and as a byproduct, you're getting the fat loss transformation, you're getting the increased fitness, you're getting increased strength. And at the same time, you're doing it in a way that is really sustainable, because this way allows you to build habits. This approach is based around habits, and it's going to be of much more value in the long run. Okay, again, this approach is a good idea if you want long-term results. If you just want, if you want to do it as quickly as possible in 4 to 8 weeks, that's doable. But again, that's the same as saying I want to build my business for just 4 or 8 weeks. Okay, and again, that's probably not a decent time horizon to build a big business anyway, or a sustainable business. And it's really, in my perspective, a very, very important shift in perspective for you if you are dealing with those thoughts of, oh my God, how am I going to make this happen? This is going to take so long. And especially if you're getting discouraged, because again, if you're using this approach and you're starting to feel better, you will suddenly feel like, okay, I'm not even I'm not going through those hardships that people usually think are involved. Of course, there's some discomfort involved. You can't have growth without discomfort. That's extremely important to realize, but it's also, I think that's actually a good thing, because it just helps you appreciate the journey so much more. And in the long run, you will be much better off. You won't be one of those people who has to diet every year. I personally think it's very, very valuable to be in a state where you're just feeling great permanently, where you're just in great shape permanently. And the thing is, if you already have this foundation in habits laid out, and then some approaches, and you want to do a little more of a aggressive transformation, if you want to really have that six-pack abs or whatever, you can do it. Because if you have those, if you have this foundation laid, it's going to be a lot easier for you. It's not going to be this from one extreme to the other. And that's why I think that this is an approach is extremely valuable for you, and it's the thing you should focus on if you want to gain or to lose weight quickly, if you want to build your fitness fast, if you crave those quick results. All right. At this point, you basically have a choice. You can either continue to obsess over how long it's going to take. You can keep worrying about that, or you can really start focusing on building those habits that will make you feel good. And as a byproduct, you're going to get your transformation. This is really up to you. If you want to learn more about it, if you want to learn how you can do this for yourself in the most efficient way, jump on a one-on-one free breakthrough call together with me. Link is in the description. And yeah, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this episode, please share it with someone who can need it, or you should hear this as well. And I'm looking forward to seeing you on a call or on the next episode. Bye-bye.